are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count, an hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty. Oh my God, you guys, it is so cold here in Winnipeg. I can't even begin to explain to you. It's like minus 45 centigrade here. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but colder than Antarctica, colder than the surface of Mars. It is freezing. So I'm trying to warm up the airwaves here. I'm trying to get things buzzing so that we can maybe get up on our feet and dance, or even think about things like food or sports or all these things that I've got covered in today's show. And whether it's wet and rainy where you live, or it's hot and sunny, or you are somewhere cold and stormy like Winnipeg, I have a feeling you'll find this show nourishing to your soul.
Everybody stand up and hit me, say, yeah, yeah, yeah. I need some soul food. Yes, I do, right now, yeah. Let me tell you something else right here. Listen, I ain't no movie star. I don't want no caviar. Ain't trying to be no sophisticated. Girl, if you want a friend, I said, until the end, just put some Nick Bones on my plate. Yeah! I need some soul food. Yes, I do. Say right now, and I just want to holler and sing her up. Yeah, yeah, yeah! I need some soul food. Yes, I do. Right now, yeah. Let me play the Kool-Aid on this guitar. Don't want no fancy things dressed up in sour cream.
Started everything off there with Johnny Guitar Watson before he had the guitar in there. Track's called Soul Food, and it's on Epic. After that, The Olympics. Track called The Slop, and that's on Arvy. And I finished everything off with The Vibrations, Daddy Woo Woo on Atlantic.
Down there might be your man hot. do I know? He might have a gun. Look at him. Don't you let me hurt, baby. Don't you let me hurt myself. Don't you try to put me out now. I don't wanna go nowhere. My, my, my.
Feel in motion, yeah. I'm gonna have to penalize you, you. Back feel in motion, baby. You know that's against the rules. Huh. Offside and hold it, yeah. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, baby.
Marvin Gaye at the top there. Ain't That Peculiar. Mod classic. Also a Marvin Gaye classic on Tama Motown. After that, Junior Wells, It's a Man Down There. That's on the Blue Rock label. And finally, Mel and Tim, Backfield in Motion on the Bamboo label. Probably their biggest hit, although it really only got up into the R&B charts.
On how life should be lived and things should be done. But I'm here to say you gotta do just what you want. And when they start of their talk, talk, talking, remember just one thing. Two. Uh-huh. Is what I
sister. Words cannot express the feeling I suggest.
Started everything off there. Their big claim to fame was that they opened for the Beatles on their last US tour, but they're considered by many to be one of the better garage bands, and they don't need to rest on the laurels of that accomplishment, because as far as I'm concerned, their music alone carries them. The track's called Don't Look Back. It's on the Epic label. After that, a great drug song, Mr. Pharmacist by the Other Half on GMP Crescendo, very much in that Here Come the Nice, Dr. Roberts kind of thinly veiled dealer references. Finished everything off with the Sir Douglas Quintet with a great garagey version of She's About a Mover, which is an Otis Clay track. I really love the Otis Clay version, and I feel as though the Sir Douglas version stands apart from that. It's on the Tribe label. Make sure you follow me on Instagram so you can check out the shots of these labels, because they're quite cool.
I'm in so
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on Spotify. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. Northern Soul Classic up at the top. Stopper on Sight, SOS. Edwin Starr on Rictic. After that, Jimmy Holiday, I've Been Done Wrong. That's on the Diplomacy label. And finally, Tommy G and the Charms, I Know What I Want, on the Hollywood label.
Yeah.
true Canadian talent all the way from Toronto, Shirley Matthews and the Big Town Girls. Count on that. That's one of two double-siders that I've got from her on the Tamarack label. Clicking Canadian content on that one. Okay, after that, The Babies, The Hand of Fate, a great northern dancer that doesn't get a lot of spins, but is well worth throwing on the decks at a northern night. It's on the RCA Victor label. And finally, The Murettes. He's All Right With Me on Murwood. They're called The Murettes because they were actually the Iquettes, but they weren't allowed to keep the name The Iquettes after they left Ike Turner, which was smart of Ike, but unfortunate for them because they couldn't pull the popularity they had gained with Ike and Tina and being the Iquettes. They had a few songs from Murwood as The Murettes and did keep on recording into obscurity.
Rainbows in the evening. I could have thrown me yesterday. Ha, 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 baby. That's how you got back with me. Oh, well, a change has gotta come. Let me know what's wrong with me. Get my feelings in the day, make the nighttime too. How can you treat me this way? Done all the things you do. Please change your mind, pretty baby.
Target is going underground. On the second and fourth Friday of every month, the party is in the basement. Shannon's Irish Pub and Eatery hosts On Target Underground in the belly of the city, down the stairs at 175 Carlton, right across the street from the convention center. Starting at dinner time for chill to drinks and hip shakers until close. Mud Marty spins all vinyl all night, from Motown to British Invasion and more. Drink specials and dinner specials are exclusive to this night, so don't miss On Target Underground. No cover, brought to you in part by UMFM 101.5 and Jameson's Irish Whiskey.
Nothing says 60s psych music like the sitar, and nothing says the sitar like an actual sitar player from India, better yet, named Lord Sitar. That's an LP-only track, which is a cover of The Who's I Can See for Miles, and that whole LP is actually pretty fantastic. It's just full of horns as well as a sitar. If you don't get sick of the sound of the sitar, it's worth sitting down and listening to. The LP is called The Sensational Sounds of Lord Sitar. Sitar and orchestra in a great pop groove. It's got a lot to say in the liner notes here, but it ends with, "The result? Lord Sitar takes the sitar out of the esoteric context in which it's usually heard and brings it into a groove that all of us can dig." Actually, that's what this album is all about. It isn't music precisely to bend your mind, nor to meditate by. With the scent of sandalwood in the air, it's entertainment, and it's a gas. Followed that with The Move, I Can Hear the Grass Grow on Durham. That's Jeff Lynne, of course. And finally, the unmistakable voice of Steve Winwood, the teenage prodigy, with the Spencer Davis Group, High Time Baby. I have that on the Canadian ATCO label.
Never ending fight. I don't know who.
That groove. It's kind of dark, troubling subject matter, but the voices of the OJs there, the way they blend together, and the orchestration of Gamble and Huff on their Philadelphia International label is outstanding. The track's called 992 Arguments, and before that, LJ Reynolds, We're in the Middle on the Monique label. Thanks for sticking with me for this hour. I've had a great time. Don't forget to mark your calendars for this coming Friday in Winnipeg, the 8th of February at Shannon's Irish Pub for the next installment of On Target Underground. I'll be spinning all vinyl, 7 hours, so come at any point during the night, Have a bite to eat. The food's fantastic. My buddy Evan says they make an incredible old fashioned, and they have beer that just comes out of the tap on the bar. Like, they just pull this lever and beer just pours out. It's amazing. It's just like endless beer. It's magic. Now, as much as I love Jack Kerouac and Allen Ginsberg and the Beat Writers, Beat Poetry, I also really enjoy making fun of beatniks. So I'm going to leave you off with Rune Offerman, track called Beatnik Walk, which is either a theme for beatniks or a little bit of a thumbing one's nose at the great unwashed pretentious 60s answer to hipsters. This is On Quality. This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count. With yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.